So we're back for another episode of our Morning Date Live. And we want to kind of go a little bit deep on a topic that many of you guys struggle with. And we know what that it's. And I know you're feeling it because I can see it. And me and Chris are feeling it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, running business with your family, running a business with your family. And what does that reset look like? You need a reset. And it's the reset no one talks about with about business owners. And how, you know, how can it affect your marriage? How can it affect your kids running a family business, right? So if you're running it with a spouse, if you have a child in there, if you're running it with your mom, your sister, if they work with you, they're still helping you run it. And how does that reset look? And what happens if you don't take that reset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you bring that burnout home.
You bring that burnout home. And so a lot of people don't talk about this part is that, you know, when you have a family business, there is no clocking in or out. You don't get to clock in or out, right? You take in those emotions and that stress with you home and maybe with your to your kids and to your husband, or maybe you had that with your husband during the day at work. And what does that look like? And how do we reset? And then also, why do we need to reset? What is a reset? And a reset will look different for everybody. So me and Chris want to just tell you how we reset.
Mm-hmm.
And how it affected us when we didn't reset.
Yeah.
And then if what happens when you don't do this, like the reset, the hard reset, it's kind of like when you call the Wi-Fi company and you say your internet doesn't work and they tell you to reset the router.
Yeah. Hard reset. Hold that button for 15 seconds.
And what's that look like? Right. And, you know, a lot of people don't talk about it, but one of the hardest things about having a business with family is that no one clocks in or out. Emotionally.
Yeah.
And we have some rules that we do with family on like how do we communicate, our communication channel rules and certain things like that. Those are pretty easy. But, you know, how do you actually push that reset button on the back of the router, hold it for 15 seconds?
Yeah. And I don't remember if I had mentioned that.
Well, we had been talking for like 30 minutes and the mic was muted. So we don't remember what we said.
No, but... And so a reset coming back in fresh, how do we do that? I just want to preface what I'm going to say with the fact that a reset does not mean you have a day off and you go do something with the family, but you're more tired on your day off than you are actually doing the work.
How many times have we went to do something with the kids and it was more work than if I just would have went to work?
Yeah. And so
why do we have kids on vacation?
I wanted to put that there is that just because you went to a special place or a vacation or whatever doesn't necessarily mean that you had a reset. And so let's get that out of our head. And so a reset for me, in a very simple way, again, I want to keep it super simple for now, around the house, around our life is number one is I go outside and I put headphones on. And here in Southwest Florida, we have the benefit of having really freaking hot days. And so I'll go outside and get a lot of sun, headphones in, I'll go and do some yard work, or I'll go and wash the car or something outside where I'm sweating, I'm tired, I'm headphones in. Again, really tune out and do something that doesn't take a lot of thinking. I think for me, it's the motion of just doing something and getting that energy out. I honestly, sometimes midday, I'll do some resets and I'll actually go and work out and I'll be heavy of breath. Just to kind of do a quick reset.
But, and those are quick daily resets.
Yeah.
Right.
But for me, reset is just tuning out and not on the phone, but just doing some actual physical work.
Yes. And so, you know, one of the things about identifying the layers, like the problems when it comes to how to identify if I need a reset or why are we having why are we having burnout? Why are we tired? And the problem isn't usually like the business or actually the family. It's like the unclear ownership or unclear emotional dependencies or lack of a reset cycle, like the lack of resetting. Like what Chris just mentioned was his reset cycle, right? There are like many resets on the weekend or on a certain day. You guys are going to laugh at me. My mini one is on a Monday. I don't have anything on my calendar on Mondays because our teams are off busy being busy because it's Monday.
Yeah.
Following up the weekend and customers. And so they don't ask me very many questions and I don't have any meetings. And so Mondays really are my like reset days. I usually, if I have any errands to run, like redo the orange fingernails, or I would go to the beach sometimes on Mondays. But that isn't Chris's reset day. because he's with the teams.
Yeah.
We operate a little differently. And so that's like my mini reset cycle. But, you know, when it comes to working and being burnout and stressed out, I just kind of want to tell you guys like a little story of kind of how I got to this point of learning it. And it was kind of when I decided to lose weight, right? It was like, some of you guys have heard my weight loss story about just the tired of being tired. And I was still in the field. I wasn't cleaning anymore, but I was still organizing. And I had just had Yaya. So, well, no, that's a lie, because she was 2 years old. And, you know, I had joined this mastermind group and loved it. And the guy, the mentor in the mastermind group, you know, he mentions doing these hard resets, and you see famous people do it all the time, or more, not famous, but you see some high level people doing this often. And he recommended a book to the group, and it was called The Power of Full Engagement. And it was a really great book because it was looking at yourself like a CEO athlete, like a corporate athlete. And granted, we're not corporates, but all owners should look at themselves like an athlete. And, you know, athletes have rest time, reset, but they also work through burnout. Like if you're training for the goddamn Olympics, yeah, you're not just going to like train, and you're not going to just settle for like being mediocre and allow stress and chaos like to interfere with that training. And so what the book was, it's, you know, you have to recognize burnout. And I think what we're doing is we're all working in burnout. And that's why we're just like, meh. Like, yeah, we can't break the ceiling. We can't up level. We can't get to the other side. Our business feels stuck. And we read all these articles. You know, I read the book about Jeff Bezos, his biography, and I read the Elon Musk book. And in the books you read about, like, you know, they locked people in the boardroom until they came up with the Alexa app. You know, Elon Musk talked about sleeping under the desk,
yeah,
until he got something done. And so you see these like full on engagements of working and working through burnout. But what they do and they talk about is having that hard stop and saying, okay, I've worked hard, I'm in burnout, acknowledge burnout and know what it is.
Yeah.
And say, on this day, we're done. And I'm going on the cruise, or and so it's working your way up to that complete reset. And every time you do have to work through burnout, because that is how you up level to the next level of yourself and how you can handle more stress or more pressure without feeling it. Because if we're just constantly under pressure, right, it's like we're just linear. We're plateauing.
It's like a player on the court. And I say basketball. It's like a player on the court who, you know, they're a great athlete and they're one of the star, but you're in their third quarter and all of a sudden he's just dragging and yeah, playing. And all of a sudden there's another turnover and you're like, just take him out. Just take him out.
Yeah.
There's nobody in your business shouting, just take her out. Just take him out.
No. And it's your job to take you out.
Yeah.
And put you on the bench.
Yeah.
It's your job, but nobody's telling you that, right? Nobody's coming to you sharing like, hey, you need to take a break. You need to reset, or hey, you need to train harder. You're slacking off. And so that's typically what happens with burnout. So, you know, because if you're working like this through burnout and you just feel like it's just hard and it sucks and it doesn't feel like it's getting any better, you're probably in burnout. But what you have to do is do something, just a little bit, something more to up level that burnout and set a hard set stop and reset date. So Chris and I, before we did this, it really affected our marriage.
Yes.
We were just miserable, tired. Like we didn't even want to be in the same room together. It's like, and it affected our kids. Like no one talks about like when your business sucks and you come home, how do you parent?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, with my oldest son, I've admitted this, like I wasn't the greatest parent because life sucked and you bring that suck home and it's bleeds over to how you parent kids.
Especially if you still have to perform.
Yeah.
At home.
Yep. And you still have responsibilities at home. And you can't clock out. And it's funny because, you know, you have those bumpers around, you know, you don't answer the phone after 5, but that doesn't mean you can clock out or leave that emotional stress at the door. Like that isn't even, it's not even real. But once we really learned the reset, we did it earlier this year. We launched an AI, we launched Leia AI in January. And we built it. What was October 29. I got the idea of it. And I said, Chris, Alfredo, I got an idea. And they're like, oh God. And then we pushed super hard to, I mean, super hard. I think me and Chris, it was funny. Somebody goes, Libby, that system inside of Leia, we call it the one layer deep operating system. There's 180 business operational documents inside of it. She goes, I don't ever need another document for my business ever. She's like, they're great. And I told her, I said, it literally took me just for that, like 3 weeks of my life. I think three straight nonstop. Weeks of my life, nonstop, all day, all night. We told the kids, like, we're not even going to eat or feed you. We ordered food or like we just crock potted it. And I think I cried. I didn't sleep. I like literally my hands hurt from just like the three straight weeks of coming up with 180 documents that a business needs to create a system to call it like an operating system.
Yeah.
And we worked through that. And then you were doing something because that was building the AI. Like, how do we ingest all this information? How do we come up with the system? And it was miserable. I swear to God, people were like, there's no way you could work 180 weeks in a week. Oh, yeah.
180 hours. Yeah.
I mean, 180 hours. I'm sorry. It's 120 hours.
120. That was, yeah.
Yes, you can. I mean, it sucks. You can't stay there very long. But when we did, we stopped.
Yeah.
And we went to Mexico. Spent a week with Dave Matthews.
Yeah. But so here's the catch. Here's the catch, though, is that all this being said, and as grueling as Libby made it sound, everything was very well contained in that atmosphere where it was hell, yes, but it was very well contained with when we were going to start executing and when we're going to stop executing.
You know why? Why wasn't it not as hell as I made it sound? Because most chaos is usually like undocumented expectations or unclear expectations. When we dove into this, we made it very clear. Here's the date we launch. Here's the date we go on vacation. Here's the date we start. Here's the date we stop. Go. Versus like, maybe I'll do it some today. Maybe I'll do some tomorrow. I mean, I sat on that couch and I like worked and worked and worked. And it doesn't, believe me, I would work physically than the computer would. But this being said is like, without that reset, you also can't do these big things.
No.
You can't. And that's why for the longest time, we were just like very plateaued or linear in our growth and what you saw from us or what we could output. Because if you're just always in burnout, you can't like do big things. Like you can't tackle this huge project and not let it defeat you. Mm-hmm. And so when you start a new project, you know, we start from the reset.
Yeah.
And you have to literally, like Chris said, when we were muted, right? you can't just kind of reset and expect to pull off a big project.
Yeah.
Because you're not completely reset. And, you know, when we went into that 180 hour work week, we teed up the children, right? Because most chaos, most disappointment, most stress comes from undocumented, unaligned, like expectations, unstructured expectations. And so we made it very clear, even with Yaya, she was 7 years old at the time and she could understand. She was actually bringing us food. She would make us snacks. And I felt so bad because she was bringing us like Cheez-Its and apples.
And grapes,
which we don't eat any of that because we're carnivore.
Oh, but we ate it.
But we would eat one. We were like, oh, thank you. And I would eat one and then I would. But you know, just if you're feeling burnt out, if you're feeling like business is heavy, it doesn't have to be that heavy, right? It doesn't.
Yeah.
Chris, we want to say something.
No.
Oh, it doesn't have to be that heavy or stressful. It's because you're in burnout. So Chris, how would you recommend them to get out of burnout? I have my own own suggestions.
Well, to get out of burnout that you're currently in, that you haven't really locked in before you started the burnout.
Yep. So you got to identify.
Yeah.
Like you're in burnout. Why am I currently in burnout? Like what is happening?
Yeah.
And push, you need to set some sort of date in the future to kind of push yourself harder to get through it. Because the more you push yourself through burnout, not just live in it, push through it.
Yeah.
The more you can handle each time. Like it's like interval exercising and you purposely shock your heart rate. So like each time you can get more and more and more.
Yeah. So I will say that when you're literally mid burnout, you're mid chaos and you're like, oh my God, everything feels so heavy. And you haven't really clarified start and stop and where everything sits is. And I think back to basketball is like the coach is like going to pull you right out and say, all right, just shake it off, dump some water, get a drink, I'm putting you out for this quarter, putting you back in next quarter, but I need you fresh. I think this for the me, the same thing happens is that I literally have to unplug. I literally have to rip myself out of the situation that I'm currently in, regardless of what is burning down, because I need to understand where I'm shooting,
yep.
where I'm heading. Because if I don't, everything's just going to fall apart. And for me, I've experienced that before is when I don't have alignment with the team that I'm running, I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. And I don't reset to say, is this really what the business needs right now? I have no direction. And for me, that's the biggest weight I felt is not having clear direction on where I'm shooting
yeah.
and where I'm going.
Yeah. So I love that. And I think like clear direction running the team. I mean, sometimes, you know, I gotta bring them back in and be like, whoa, because they're a whole team of product and tech
yeah.
people. It was so funny. We launched the AI and we have another thing launching actually very soon. It'll probably be launched by the time you hear the recording of this. You know, we've really pivoted in our product and tech team majorly, and I've seen some amazing growth. But anyways, I was so kind of giddy when I had said, we're like a real AI company. And my head developer goes, no, we are a real AI company now.
Yeah.
Full blown. And I was like, really? I was like, but I think that was good feedback from Chris, because sometimes, you know, I have to pull them back in. I'm the coach saying, whoa, guys, you're way off track. I need you to go this way. But as the owner sitting here, because that's my job to do it to the team. But as the owner, who's pulling you kind of out and saying, hey, you need to take a breather. Hey, you need to take a break. Like, hey, this is you're a walking disaster right now. Sometimes, you know, I feel that way. And so my suggestions for kind of like notice, how do you get to reset is, like Chris said, acknowledge the burnout. What is burning you out? Set the date for the reset. Don't set it too far. Like, don't set it like 3 months from now, but also don't set it tomorrow. And I'm going to tell you why. The reset needs to come fairly quick. Like, if you're in burnout, it needs to come within like maybe 3 or 4 weeks. So you can see it and you can feel it and you can taste it. It's close. But you need to acknowledge burnout and you need to set the date. And what you need to do is prepare yourself to be gone as well. And work through it. Hustle. Stay up late so that you can really push through it. And the, what happens is the pressure, this is for most entrepreneurs, the pressure is the universe, the world, getting ready for you to up-level, getting you ready to up-level, right? Because if you just stay there, you're not going to up-level. You're not getting to the next level. If you're a $750,000 company, you want to be a $1 million company, you have to have that level of pressure. It's preparing you to be the $1 million owner.
Yes.
And if you're not putting yourself in those situations, you're going to stay the $750,000 owner for 5 years and then wonder why. And so when you acknowledge that burnout and you're tired and you who's telling you to take a break? Nobody. So you're going to have to tell yourself to take a break. Push through it. Set the date. Prepare for yourself to be gone. Be gone. Be gone.
Yeah.
Be gone. The last time we did it, we only went on a 3-day cruise.
Yeah.
It was a 3-day cruise. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We got back Monday morning and we started working on Monday. Mm-hmm. But you know what I did? I didn't even buy the internet package.
I don't even remember if I brought my computer.
We didn't bring our computers. No, I didn't buy the internet package because I knew if I bought the internet package, Chris would be on his phone. I'm like, who are you talking to? What are you doing? I knew Chris would be on his phone. And then let your team know. Tell your team to get the hell out of the chat. Like, go away. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
And tell your team. And so be gone and do things intentionally. Intention. Like, don't buy the internet package. Like, don't take your computer. What's the intention? You know, the other day, I posted a post about, you know, I used to brag that I had 2 and 3 monitors. Now I work on one. And if I can't handle it on one, it's too much work.
Yeah.
It's just too much work.
Yeah.
And so do it with intention. And then when you're gone, unplug, be gone, be in the moment. And when you come back, here's my number one suggestion for everyone. I don't care if you're a mom, a business owner, I don't care who you are. Come back different.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, They have their vacation plan or they're just trying to get to the vacation, right? And then they come back from the vacation and they go right back to the same old day-to-day stuff. My number one piece of advice is come back different. You had that time to unplug, to reset. And you know what I do when I reset? And you could call this work or you could call it not work. I work on strategy. So, you know, when you're laying on the beach and all those freaking ideas are in your brain, I work on strategy. I just write them down. I just take a notebook, old fashioned pencil and paper.
Not a computer.
And I work on strategy. Like, what would I like to do this year? How many vacations would I like to go on? What would I like the kids to do? And strategy isn't just business. It's life strategy, right? I work on my life strategy.
Yeah.
But when you come back different. Because if the business or your house or your anything could handle it without you for 3 days or even 1 day or 2 weeks, it can handle it. It can handle it without you for another couple days. So come back different. And when you're back, do an audit of like what worked, what didn't work, what was broken, where are the gaps? And when you come back, work on those things instead of going right back in to the day to day. Because if they can handle it for 1 day, they can handle it without you. They don't need you. Stop getting in the way. Don't be a Wendy. Wendy.
Chapter one.
Don't be a Wendy. Come back different from that vacation, from that reset, from that unplug, and figure out even if you're not an owner in your department, what worked well? Where was the gaps? What were the questions asked while I was gone? Mm-hmm. There's a gap. I need to answer those. I need to document it. Because when we go away and we come back the same, then we're going right back into the same cycle.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why we think we're going insane.
It's a regression to the mean. It's getting back to who you once were.
Yeah.
I want to make one statement here, and it's with that reset. And this is the perfect time when we talk about the rhythms is really what we talk about when we talk about that, is this highly compressed time of execution. This is our burnout phase. But when we go out and go to a reset, this is the perfect time to run back through, again, one layer deep, is to realign on what do I really want out of life, out of business. That reset time is perfect for that opportunity. And then it kind of works itself through, is that now that you have the time, the clarity without internet, without computer, without phone, is like, what do I really want out of life or out of my business? Let me cut the bullshit.
Chris is going one layer deep on us.
I know. No, but it's like, let me cut the bullshit and let's get down to like what actually matters. And then.
And Chris just cussed. He never does. Ooh. You know, he's like, it's emotional right now.
Yeah. But then just like figure it out and get it done. And then when you get back, is don't forget it. Don't just dismiss it. It's not just going to be this thing that just happened when I was on vacation or whatever. But be intentional about it and execute. Do things differently.
Yeah. And so let's talk about doing things differently, right? Because I think when you have a reset, it's living life, right? It's living life on your terms, running your business on your terms. I can't say it terms.
Yeah.
Your terms. And what does that look like? And why is it so important to run your life, run your business on your terms? Well, we see things, we emulate people a lot. And so for me, I wasn't doing it on my terms, running my business, running my life, doing our resets on our terms, you know, what, and that's why I wanted you guys to hear, like, what does Chris consider like a mini cycle of a reset? Like, yeah. It's the rhythm. He does it frequently. Oh, I didn't share. Oh yeah. I shared mine with you guys. I reset different than him. We, you know, on our mini cycles, and then, I'm very big into music. Maybe that's why I like the audio engineer and Chris. Free tickets. I was a groupie for a long time. I just used him for the free tickets. Before we wrap up on this, it's really running your business, living your life, and parenting your children on your terms. And that looks different for every single buddy. So what I don't want out of this is that you say, oh, I have to reset this way, or this is what burnout looks like to me. Burnout in me looks different than it does in Chris.
Yeah.
We're completely different in burnout, and you know, when we're miserable, we're different miserable.
Yeah.
And what's that, you know, what's that look like in each of us? And it looks different to everyone. So does the reset. So does you know, how does this affect our kids when we're running a business? And then how do we reset with those kids? It looks different to every child, to every parent. And the greatest part about all of it is that there's no right way to do it. And there's no wrong way to do it. You just need to acknowledge it and then create, what is my reset? And mine changed. It used to be certain things. And over the years, I've changed my mini reset. Like, I was very big into yoga for a while. And then I hurt my shoulder and I had to stop. And then I didn't get back into it. And then I found another way to reset. So it's also like anchoring. It turns into a series of habits that, you know, just everyone does it just a little bit different. And it looks a little bit different for everybody. And so I think that's the greatest thing about it all. And then, you know, how does this then affect the house life? Well, I think if you're not doing these resets and these cycles, everyone can feel it down to the dog.
Yeah.
I think this is Yaya's dog, but I think that the dog has since now claimed Chris as his owner. but everyone can feel it down to your kids, to your husband. And even if you're not running a family business and you own a business, if you're an entrepreneur, you need to acknowledge all of this. This is very applicable to you specifically, owner, even if you're not working with a spouse or a family member.
Yeah. And I will have to say with, again, this execution mode, this burnout mode, this burnout phase is, no matter where you are in the cycle, no matter what you did or didn't do previously, is that you have to, I learned this, is that I had to communicate where I was currently at and where I was currently going with that end date and that end goal for that phase of my life. And I talked with Yaya about it and just explained it to her. And I said, look, right now and I'll explain it to her. I'll share with her. Like, I'm really stressed out right now because I have a lot of stuff that I got to do right now. But in, let's say, 1.5 weeks, I'll be finished with this project because I have to be in there almost from whatever time to whatever time. And so right now I might not be able to hang out with you. I might not be able to play with you the same time I typically would. Again, I want to keep in mind, she's 8 years old and I'm talking to her the exact same way. If y'all haven't seen my previous posts before, talk to your kids like they're real people.
Oh, please don't talk to your children like babies.
But that's
another topic.
That's another topic. But talk to them like they're real people.
Even a dog.
But the reason why I say that is because I share and I explain as if, again, Yaya is my partner in crime. And so I want to explain to her what's going on and what's happening through this cycle of burnout and where I'm at right now, just emotionally and working through it. And then what is the due date? What is the end date? I explain that. I explicitly tell her, look, this is the date. If you want to put it on your calendar, you're more than welcome to. This is the date. And then when that time comes, this is when things shut off. This is when I'm going to be present. This is when we're going to go ahead and shift gears. This is when I'm going to have my reset.
I'll be honest, you know, sometimes Chris feels bad because he can't give as much attention to Yaya as she wants. But here's the thing I want to mention on that. Like, if you have kids and you're kind of experiencing this, or you feel like you're giving them the short end of the stick, they will survive. They'll probably survive much better. It's when, you know, she doesn't need his attention 24 hours a day. That's how we create a little bit tougher kids.
It's emotional endurance.
Yeah. You know, that's how we create a little bit tougher kids. I mean, my dad worked from sun up to sun down. He came home to eat and then went right back to work. And if I wanted to hang out with my dad, I had to go to work with my dad.
Yeah.
And then he did play sports with us, pretty frequently. But he wasn't every at my beck and call And I think, and I told Chris the other day, cause he kind of felt bad. I said, she's fine. She's right here next to me. I'll play with her, but she won't ask me to play with her. she won't, cause I'm a little bit tougher on her.
Yeah.
And I said, she's fine. It's going to toughen her up a little bit. She's going to have patience and she's going to have to wait and she's going to appreciate the time that's spent. And it's not like it's not like she's a neglected child.
Yeah.
She will survive. And I think, that's one thing we need to keep in mind is, you know, our 20 and 30 year old children are the ones we coddled a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And we were at, or at least I was, you know, you're at their beck and call and, she will survive.
Yeah.
And because of that, she's more resilient and she's more aware and, she's actually like more in tune and she's funny because even Yaya will set alarms on her phone when Chris is like, okay, I have to work until 6 and then we'll play. She'll be like, Alexa, set me an alarm for 6 p.m. And so she becomes resourceful, and like right now she's off crafting. And so, you know, you have to remind yourself, you know, your child isn't going to get neglected because you're not at their beck and call. But if you don't explain to them what's going on and why it's happening, then they don't understand. That's misalignment. That causes chaos and resentment.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's where I missed the boat with my older son, was I didn't explain what was going on. What was the goal? What was I doing? Because when my older son was Yaya's age, I had a very successful career in a different path. And I was like moving up in that and reached, you know, pretty decent levels within that career. But I didn't explain it to him.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that was my fault. So one thing that you can do, and that we said, is acknowledge the burnout. But I want you to ask yourself, like, when you acknowledge that burnout and you say, I'm in burnout. And most, I will tell you guys right now, 99% of business owners are in burnout, but we're not acknowledging it, stopping and resetting. And then we wonder why we can't get anything done.
Yeah.
So let's acknowledge the burnout and then have an honest conversation with yourself or with your spouse, if they're working with you, or if you're working with your mom, mm-hmm. or sister, or brother, or son, is like, what's working right now? What feels heavy to you
yeah.
right now? Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I know. No. And I want to stress this. I want to stress this. And it comes down to spouses. It comes down to wives and husbands, regardless of which side you're on. And it comes down to the kids, is that if you, through all this, and what Libby's explaining is acknowledging burnout, if you do not explicitly voice it and explain it and talk through it transparently, it
doesn't exist,
then it does absolutely nothing for you. And it creates no alignment. It creates no trust. It creates nobody there to kind of like drive you along and tell you it's okay.
Yeah. And as I said, 99% of you are in it. And if you're saying you're not, I would challenge you.
And if you do not share it with your spouse, if you do not share it with your kids, it doesn't count.
So acknowledge it. Are you in it? Yes or no? I'm like, oh my God, my hair's falling out. I'm so stressed out. But it's a good stress. It's stress we're putting on ourselves on purpose. So acknowledge the burnouts, and then have an honest conversation with yourself and or with your family on what's working, what's not working, what feels heavy. Why does it feel heavy right now? What assumptions right now exist in the business or in your family? What assumptions? What are we assuming? There was that phrase when I was a kid, assuming makes a you know what out of me and you. What roles are unclear? I see this all the time with spouses. What role are you in? What role am I in? I have a very good friend, and she messaged me the other day on Facebook Messenger. And it was funny. Somebody goes, is this you or your assistant? I'm like, it's only me. it's only me. I've simplified my life so much that I actually don't have an EA anymore. I have an assistant, but not an executive assistant. When you simplify your life, I found that you actually don't really need one. So, you know, and when she Facebook messaged me, I said, look, you need to get your crap together and you need to define your roles between you and your husband, or this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
I'm her coach calling, not her, I'm not actually her coach. Let's get this clear. It's the basketball metaphor. I'm her coach, like calling her out saying, I'm going to take you out until you can give you a rest, but you need to get your crap together. But what roles are unclear right now in the business, whether you have a spouse in there or not? What is unclear? What roles are unclear? Is it between me and my husband, me and my mom, me and my son, just the business in general, the employees? And then what, this is the big one, what needs to stop? What just needs to stop right now? There's so many things that we could just stop doing. If you're in burnout, those are the questions like you need to ask yourself. They're great questions. What's working? What's heavy? What assumptions exist? What roles are unclear and what needs to stop? We could stop. So I have this saying in my business, right? I do it like once a quarter, and I turn off the credit card. And I said, I compared it to when the Doge? When they first put it in, I don't even
put
know
it
what
action.
It does. Yeah. They put it into action and yeah. they just started deleting things until somebody noticed.
Yeah.
I do this with my debit card or my credit card, and I just like freeze it once a quarter. And I'm like, okay, what are we paying for? And we don't even know that we're paying for it. And the business could run without.
And what's important to the fact that Oops.
And no, they're not going to shut everything off. Like, you get the email saying, oh, your card failed. Oh, no problem. And you can kind of, you're like, holy crap, I had 3 Amazon Music subscriptions on my Amex business card. How they got there, who knows? But that could, I just stop. Like, what could we stop, even just stop doing? Forget about the bills. Stop doing. A great example is the other day we shifted some stuff around. We had a salesperson in the company and they were doing like cold outreach and email marketing with no return. Like, I think 2 leads came back in 5 months, no return. And so we shifted them to a different position. Like we said, we're going to stop doing this.
Yeah.
And I moved him to a different department, and the person that he was reporting to goes, well, I guess I could take that on. I said, no. I don't think you understand. I was like, no, we're just not going to do it. We're going to stop doing it. We don't need to do it. And he's like, oh, okay. Like, what things can you just stop doing? There's so many things on our to-do list. How many things do you have on your to-do list that you don't ever get to?
Yeah.
And guess what? Life survived. Your business kept going.
Is this what your business really needs right now?
I think that we don't put enough emphasis on like, what would you stop doing? Stop cleaning your own house. Like, stop doing things. I stopped doing a lot of things. I stopped going to certain meetings. I stopped, doing particular things. I stopped volunteering. That might sound bad. Because I needed a reset on certain things. And like, what can you just stop doing?
At home.
I stopped cooking.
Yeah.
But you know, that was my example. And it's because I don't like to cook, but maybe you love to cook and that's okay. But you could stop doing all kinds of stuff and just see what happens. Does anything actually break? Or are we just running around like a bunch of chickens with our heads cut off? Metaphor.
Do you have to cut the sandwich into quarters and then do all these extra steps?
Well, a great example is, and it was so funny, I saw this Facebook post about moms that were like making their kids' lunches, and they had all these like cool things and these bento kind of boxes and cutting the crust off. And I was like, man, I looked at this Facebook feed and I said, am I a bad mom? I don't even make my kids lunch. I make her make her own lunch.
Yeah.
I stopped doing it because guess what? She has 2 hands and all the time in the world, she could do it.
Yeah.
And she needs to do it. And then I looked at the post and I was kind of like, I told Chris, I'm like, oh, am I a bad mother because I don't do this? I was like, I don't even cut the crust off because I don't even make the sandwich to cut the crust off.
And so Yaya's been making her own lunch for the last, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah.
For
a long time.
Again, this is things that, what am I currently doing that either doesn't need to happen or doesn't require me?
Yeah. And I think it's great. And so, you know, to wrap up, you need to identify one area that I want to challenge you kind of to identify an area that needs a little bit of clarity, right? That needs a little bit of help. What's one question or one part of your life that, you know, doesn't need you anymore? And maybe it's some meetings. Maybe it's, if you're in burnout, you know, acknowledge it. But what I want to challenge you to identify, like, one thing that you could just stop doing. It's addition by subtraction, right? It's deleting. I am deleting everything in my Google Drive. I am like, Chris, do you need this? I'm like, delete, 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 delete. I'm just like, I'm in this like reset mode. So there's 2 different kinds of reset, right? You can reset as in go on vacation, and then you can reset like a deep clean. Like I'm
reset
deep,
your workspace.
I'm in a deep clean of my computer and I'm like, this is all going to the trash can.
Yeah.
Because if I need it again, AI could probably make a better version anyways.
Because a reset will also provide more clarity.
And alignment.
And alignment.
Yeah. So I'm in like a deep reset of my calendar, my events, my drive, my email. It's cleaning up. I've simplified so many things. I don't need anyone to look at my emails no more. I don't need anyone to, be that executive assistant. Because when you really live like a one layer deep life, a lean life, I found that you don't need all these layers of complexity to kind of live the life. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And even, you know, I've saw or heard about, you know, Mark Cuban as well. He doesn't do meetings. It's funny because somebody will say, hey, can I jump on a quick call? And he's like, no, I don't do meetings. I don't do calls. He just does his emails and that's him. That's his thing.
Yeah.
So he simplified that.
So I've simplified a lot. So one simple, we're totally going in another direction now, but I'm not big on emails. I will I've like barely answered my emails. If it's important, I'll answer it. But like Facebook message me and I'll answer you in 5 seconds, or WhatsApp me, because I can voice message you. And I'm like, I'm a voice message person. I cannot explain myself in emails. I cannot type. And if you probably get an email from me, it's because I voice messaged it and then put it through AI and it cleaned it up.
Yeah.
But that's me. Like, I love voice messages. You can hear tone, and it takes me 5 seconds to answer somebody, and we're like, wham, bam, we're done. And I even told Chris, I said, in the software, especially in WooRecruit and in some of our rebuild, I said, I want like an intercom system for support. I don't, this whole email back and forth and I can't understand it. You can't convey tone, and then it feels bossy or short. Or like, I said, can we just get like an intercom system where like Maria or Rigo could like just push a button and talk to the other person on the other side?
Yeah.
Because that simplifies it. And I love that example about Mark Cuban about not doing calls. I've kind of gotten to the point where I don't do any Zooms anymore.
No,
if you want to talk to me, just
asynchronous,
pick up the phone and dial, or voice message me back and forth through text.
Yeah.
That's how I actually talk to most people. And so I love that. So like, what's one thing, my challenge to you as we wrap up is, what's the one thing, like what's one thing right now that you could stop doing to help you get through burnout, acknowledge the burnout, get through it, answer those questions, push yourself through it, and get to that reset? But like, what's some of the things you could stop doing? Because to push through burnout, you're going to have to do some more work to prepare for the reset.
But I will say this, is that, you know, burnout, intentional burnout is a beautiful thing, because
that's a whole nother topic.
It is.
This is intentional burnout. We didn't explain it that way.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Keep going.
In moments of delirium comes your greatest work. So teeing that up is, intentional burnout will really, really accelerate what it is that you're trying to do with those clearly defined outlines of when you start and when the hell you stop.
Well, the intentional burnout is acknowledging you're in it and you keep pushing yourself. Don't just stay there. Push yourself a little harder. That's intentional burnout. And so what I find with intentional burnout, and you see this with some really high level people, they're intentionally burning out. When you have this project, this thing to do, and you compress it into a time frame, you're actually putting yourself in intentional burnout, because if you're going to burn out trying to reach that time frame. Like, that's what we did when we launched the AI in 2 months. And you become that delirium, right? That when you're like in this state of delirium, my God, do you come up with some of the most creative ideas you've ever had in your life. And so if you feel like your brain isn't as sparkly as it used to be, if it's kind of just like numb or dull, you're in burnout. And the way you kind of get it back is either through the state of delirium and then getting to the reset. But man, there's nothing like working with intentional burnout and the pressure. It's actually, we do it on purpose now, and you're supposed to. Like, once you know how to do the cycle of getting there, acknowledging it, pushing yourself further, creating that reset, you come back in with a big project. And this is how you push yourself to actually handle and do more and more and more and more, is working with intentional burnout. But I think it's pretty fun. And now we kind of do it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we come up with some of the best ideas, because you are delirious.
No. So here's the thing is, and again, I don't want to keep this going too long, but with those moments of delirium, that intentional burnout, the extreme amount of stress, your brain starts to become sparklier. But at the same time is that your BS filter is like through the roof.
Yeah. You don't have, yeah.
You can't put up with nothing. Like it's like a truth serum when you're in delirium.
Yeah. And for our employees, they see it in us probably, because you know, I'll come to a meeting and I'll be like, look, we're not half-assing it around here. We're going to do it, and we're not. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how I end up coming to the meeting when you're in burnout. Like, either, I can't say some of the metaphors or I'll get banned from Facebook. And that's how I show up to the meetings. Like, you're going to do it or you're not going to work here, kind of.
Yeah.
And, but it pushes them too, though, to the next level. I have seen our team just like, holy, like totally turn into this team. And I look back and I'm like, I don't even know who these people are anymore because they have grown so much. Because when you're in burnout, you're pushing your team through it too as well. And that's why it needs alignment and transparency. And when Chris said, don't just, if you don't say it out loud, if you don't have that affirmation and you don't set these dates and you don't set the reset, and they have to reset too. They have to go on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, like Rico was just on the call. He was watching us. He's like, I need to take a break, guys. And we're like, take a break. Take a couple days. It was his birthday. He's like, I'm feeling burnt out. I'm stressed out. And I was like,
We got to be the coach for our team as well and pull them out when you see them breathing heavy and sweating. And you're like, look, you're out. Go away for 2 days. You're gone. I've had to do that a lot.
Yeah. And
it's huge.
And we see it. And so that's why when you come back from it, you can come back right. Come back different. And then set that new project and you do it all over again, right? And that we talk about seasons. There's seasons of rest. There's seasons of learning. There's seasons of implementation. There are seasons of stability, right? After we got hit with Hurricane Ian, I wasn't trying to grow. We were just looking for stability.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to decide like what season is the business in and what season are you in? It's two different things. But this is a great topic. Nobody talks about really like working in with intentional burnout, how to acknowledge it, how to push through it, how to reset it. How does it affect your family, your marriage? Even if they're not in it, it affects them. And knowing that, and that's why we're really big on like the couples quarterly meeting is because we need to talk through that. We need to understand what is the plan? What is the vision? Because you can't get to the goal, the finish line, you can't win, whatever we're calling it, without a plan, without a strategy. And I don't think as owners and as families, we don't do enough strategy, even business. I'm sorry, family strategy.
Yeah.
Austin, this whole strategy for him to go to college and graduate, get a car, all this thing, there was a plan. It was written down.
Mm-hmm.
What, how, why? He's a senior. Me and Chris approached it like a business transaction.
Yeah.
There was a plan. And I don't think we do enough strategy. I think we just think life is going to happen.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. There's a plan.
So let me at least take this away for you guys is that you can, again, virtually
raise. Dog is snoring behind me.
Well, she's also scared because it's windy and she's a big baby.
We have a giant dog.
This?
Not that dog.
This one doesn't care.
No.
I just woke him up. The other one who looks like Scooby-Doo is afraid of her own shadow.
And in a storm. It's getting ready to storm.
So back to what I was trying to say, and I got a little bit off track here.
The strategy.
But it's the strategy.
Austin, about families not doing enough strategy. And we created a whole plan for Austin's senior year. Like, what does that look like? What do we do? How often do we have to be home? I travel a lot and I just need him to graduate. Like, I just got to get him to the last day.
But here's the thing, and I want to take away is that for those, I want a virtual hand raise. If there's anybody who is currently feeling stressed out or burnt out or just overwhelmed right now with life or with business, first off, just again, put a virtual hand raise. What I want you to take away.
I'm burnt out. I'm not going to lie.
What I want you to take away from this is that you have my permission to pull yourself out of the game for at least a day to dump that bucket of cold water on your head. Give yourself a hard reset. Figure out what the hell am I doing? Where the hell am I going? And then once you nail that down, then jump back in and give it 100%.
Awesome. Love that. So, yep. The challenge is, working in burnout. What's one thing we can stop doing, right? To help us up level, pick up a little bit more momentum, so we can work through intentional burnout to get to the reset. So what's one thing, I want you to drop it in the chat, in the comments, one thing you can think about that you can just stop doing right now that doesn't matter. It's not contributing to anything. Or what's one thing you can just take off your to-do list, even if you're not doing it yet? How many times do we have to-do list that we never get to half of it and the world still turns?
Yeah.
All right, guys, this was a great episode for, our family edition of, going one layer deep and how do you live that one layer deep life, right? With intention. All right. I'll see you guys next weekend.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.